don't confuse fans too much or leave them hanging too long. People want to know who to root for, and asking them to invest 2 hours in a movie, much less 2 hours in a serial TV show, is asking a lot if you don't give them a hero to get behind. Styles is probably that guy, but there's mixed messages with, you know, is Sting right? Did Styles overdo it? Is Sting with Angle? What does that mean? Is Sting a heel? Is Angle someone we should reevaluate? Blah, blah, blah. Today through to Jeremy Borash, who interviewed Styles. Styles is getting good promos these days. He's rehabbing his character from the hick lackey to somebody who's starting to stand up for himself. And he explained why he went out there and attacked Angle. He said he made a guarantee that Angle wouldn't stand up, and he wanted to live by that guarantee. Of course, Angle was being stretchered at the time Styles ran back out there, so his excuse doesn't hold a lot of water. It's not like Angle was on his feet, but that's Styles at least rationalizing his actions. Lauren interviewed Matt Morgan, who talked about his goals, which is to be a main eventer and then win the title, the world title. He's getting better on promos. He still hasn't found his true voice. It's just a maturity thing at this point that'll come with repetition and time. The story of him having all the potential in the world and striving to live up to it is developing into a compelling story. They just don't want to get ahead of themselves and pretend that he's better than he is. And the thing with his character is he has to pretend he's not, or he has to be sure he doesn't act like he's better than he is yet. Then he went out there and beat Johnny Devine. Morgan does kind of need to stop celebrating after every single move he does. I know he's trying to play to the crowd and interact with them. There still is just an overall lack of maturity with the way that he portrays himself. And he's one of those guys who just needs a veteran who has his best interests in mind. And he needs to listen to them, someone who's got some sage advice for what he does well and what he needs to tweak, tone down, or eliminate as a big man wrestling a big man style with great athleticism, but still carrying himself in a slightly more dignified way. Team 3D attacked Morgan afterwards, but within 5 seconds, Abyss came out and made the save, and then they shook hands. The Beautiful People, one of my favorite acts in pro wrestling, Angelina Love and Velvet Sky, were guests on Karen's Angle. Velvet Sky and Angelina Love were intentionally bad acting, I hope, crying about how nobody loves them. Karen suggested that maybe they need to change the way that they treat people and be nicer. They kind of laughed at that suggestion. Then they went into their regular characters, and Sky said they've actually hired someone out to primp them and dress them and cater their needs. Did I say pimp them? I meant primp them. Then Kip James walked in wearing his tight pink trunks. The women giggled about his crotch being right in their face and gave each other a little high five because they got to be that close to his crotch. His bulge, I think one of them mouthed. Then Kip just mocked the image of Karen Angle on the wall saying, "Who's that ugly person?" Some synonym for that, I can't remember. Anyway, I don't think that's a bad use of Kip James. Kip, a little bit of Kip goes a long way, but he might actually fit in a comedy role like this. This might be his destiny. He seems to always want to go this direction with various characters he's done and various characters that have worked for him. So, I don't know. I think Love and Sky are good enough in their roles that they might actually be able to make Kip earn his paycheck a little bit more than he has been lately in a kind of self-deprecating character. King Abdul Bashir took on Black Machismo Jay Lethal. I didn't like that they put these two against each other. I think Bashir has gotten these promos recently, and he has nothing to do with Jay Lethal. I'd rather see a different wrestler for Bashir's supposed new or his kind of latest TNA debut. I'd like to see him just get a squash match where the match is about him. And here what you do is you put Lethal out there, and the match isn't about Bashir. It's not about Lethal. It's about both of them, and it's kind of muddy because they're not feuding with each other. Lethal's got his thing going with SoCal Val, which has just degenerated into a mess, and Sanjay Dutt, and you've got Bashir doing his thing. This ended with, as I said, Bashir getting the win with his weapons of mass destruction. Trying to remember how this was. There was some cheating in there. Let's see. Bashir yanked Lethal off the ropes. Then Tanae went back to talking about Joe and Nash. A lot of talk about Joe and Nash in this match, which actually I didn't like. I thought this match deserved a little more attention for the 5 minutes it was out there. Tanae's timing wasn't good when he left the match because he talked about Nash and Joe at some turning points in the match. Anyway, Lethal ended up making a comeback with 3 flying clotheslines, and then Bashir, oh, that's right, Bashir pulled out a spike from his boot and jabbed Lethal in the neck with it. Afterwards, Sanjay Dutt snuck into the ring and hit a Hindu press on Lethal and taunted him afterwards, so that feud continues. Then Borash interviewed Booker T and Charmel in his plush red locker room. He asked what's on his mind. He complained about the guitar showing up. He said, doesn't that hick have some sort of business interest in this company? In other words, Jeff Jarrett, acknowledging he's part owner. I just don't know if they need to go there. I mean, Jarrett's done, you know, they had the video where Jarrett talked about how proud he is of where TNA has gone and stuff like that. You have to be careful when you start acknowledging somebody has, quote, a business interest in the company when they're a wrestler, babyface, or heel. It's just kind of weird. It's not like there's a rule against it. I don't think it enhances anybody's character unless you really have a specific way that you think you can make it work. I also don't like calling anybody a hick. I just think they need to stay away from certain characteristics that when they refer to them. I know they're trying to be realistic and edgy, and that's what people say about Jeff. He's some hick, but they really don't. I mean, Jeff Jarrett's Jeff Jarrett. Then a brief video package aired on Sting, and they went to some cool footage of what happened after Nash and Sting walked off the stage at the pay-per-view. This did not air in pay-per-view, but the cameras kept rolling. There was back. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.